Thank you for this evening. Lord, I welcome you into this service, Lord. We ask that you would have your perfect way, Lord God. I ask that you bless this word, Lord God, and bless those who are here, Lord God, to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, I'm going to kind of talk about myself a little bit. And just because I want to. So about the last couple months, month and a half, it's like I've been going through a quiet season with God. And I don't know if you guys all have been there, probably, but it's just been silent. And it's like, okay, God, what did I do? You know, are you mad at me? Did I offend somebody? You know, what did I do? I'm trying to ask God, and nothing. I'm getting nothing from God, you know. And still, I'm getting nothing from God. And it's not that I sense his presence, but I'm not getting a full word, or, you know, and it's like, and I'm just like frustrated and kind of like, okay, Lord, when are you going to talk to me again, you know? And so it's a struggle. It can be a struggle for any of us, especially when you have a relationship like Pastor Marianne or Barry and I or Marion Ramon, you know, and they go silent on you. It's like, come on, let's talk. That's what a relationship is. It's a communication between you and God. But really, God is talking. He's always talking to us. He's always speaking. And we just really need to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to let God be God, because he's faithful. And we need to trust him when he's silent. So when God is silent, it shouldn't keep us from talking to him. And it shouldn't keep us from doubting him or from stopping us from praying, even when we're like frustrated. And it can, you know, especially if you do speak or whatever, you know, if you have a calling on your life, which we all do, but if it's to minister or whatever, and God isn't saying anything, it can come, you know, a little frustrating. So, because as time goes on, you realize in the silence that God is actually, he's drawing you closer to him. That's what's going on. He's drawing you closer. And he's teaching you how to draw closer to him. Because the Bible says, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh unto you. So that we can learn to trust him more. He wants your faith to grow a little bit deeper. And I believe for me, that's what God is doing. He's trying to get me to trust him more and to step out a little bit more in faith towards him. In the silence, change is taking place in your life for the better. He never left you. He's always there, and he's watching over the change. He watches over the change to make sure it's done correctly in us. He knows what he's doing, and he is great. I looked up the word great in the concordance, and part of the definition I found was, great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. This information was known previously, but recent divine acts have made it to be experienced anew. The emphasis on the freshness of the experience. So in other words, in the silence, God can bring a freshness to your life. The Holy Spirit's always working in us to change us to be more like him. But when that change takes place, it can cause us to become uncomfortable. And even when we're not comfortable, we need to be thankful for what God's doing. We always need to be thankful. And being thankful comes from a heart of genuine love for God. Knowing that he does love you and he is doing something in you for your good, for your benefit. We have to be appreciative for what he's already done in our lives, in our loved ones' lives, in everything. And Psalms 145:3 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." God has no beginning and has no end. All the minds put together throughout the ages cannot capture all that God is or all that God does. He's omnipotent. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Omnipotent comes from omni, meaning all, and potent, meaning power. Omnipotent is all-powerful, having unlimited power or authority. So God has authority over our lives, and he will do what he needs to do to get us where he wants us to be. Romans 11:33-36 says, "Oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his methods. For who can know what the Lord is thinking? Who knows enough to be his counselor? And who could ever give him so much that he would have to pay it back? For everything comes from him. Everything exists by his power and is intended for his glory. To him be the glory forevermore. Amen." Life itself can cause us to forget, though, that we serve the all-powerful God. We put limits on his ability to do what he wants to do for us, just like when he seems to be silent. We're putting limits on him because we want to hear from him, so we limit him. And instead of drawing to him, we end up pulling back in frustration if we're not careful. That's the time that we need to remember to draw closer to him. So we don't always give God the trust he deserves from us. Our faith that he gave us is a connecting point to his power. So we have to connect our faith with his power when he's doing the changes in us. So in chapter 12 of 1 Samuel, Samuel's giving a farewell address. And twice in this chapter, he tells the Israelites to remember the great things the Lord has done. Verse 7 says, "Now stand here quietly before the Lord as I remind you of all the great things the Lord has done for you and your ancestors." And in verse 24, it says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider how great are the things he has done for you." We have to consider what God is doing. We have to consider, when we consider something, it's to think carefully about it. So don't just jump off the rail and get frustrated like I do. I get frustrated easily about things, especially when it comes to God. Pastor knows, he experienced that Sunday. And times when it feels as if everything is going wrong, we need to stop and consider what God is doing in our lives. Yes. And be patient, even with God. We have to be patient, you know, because he is the authority over our lives. Amen. And thinking, so we have to think about it carefully. We have to meditate on his word and the promises we have in him. And I remember a time in the night, and I might have shared this before. I was sleeping, but I know I wasn't dreaming, okay? So the Lord began to speak to me. And when he was speaking to me, he was just like, boom, 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 boom. But what he was doing, he was reminding me of all the things he was doing in one of my boys' lives. Because it is such a desire for my boys to serve the Lord. And it can be really, like, just deep in you when you want that for your kids. And But the Lord showed me the one night, he started just rehearsing. I did this. And it's like, yeah, I remember. And I woke up, you know, that was so impressive to me on my heart about what he was doing, you know, or what he had done. And that's what we need to do. We need to remind ourselves of the good things that God is doing. Even though we may not see the full manifestation of something, we know he can be trusted. And he is doing what he needs to do. And we don't have to worry about it. We can let it go and let God be God. And if it's your child, you can let God be God in their life. Because he does have a plan. He does have a plan and a purpose for them. And I believe it will come to pass. I have no doubt. So I felt in my heart he was saying to me, like, to trust him. I am a God who can be trusted. Consider the things I have already done in his life. And so we don't always give God the praise for his faithfulness. I say that because sometimes when something happens, instead of drawing closer to God, we end up drawing closer to the problem. And we need to redirect our focus. Our focus is more on the situation rather than on the solution. And God is our solution to any problem we have. John 14:4 says, yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. God is faithful to his kids. He won't let us down. It may take time, but he will not let us down. Psalms 86, David's prayer was to have devoted trust in the Lord in times of deep trouble. Verse 2 says, for I trust in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you without fear and doubt. We should never doubt God and what he is doing, even if we don't understand or see the answer come. James 1, 6 through 8 says, we are to ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now the Greek word for double-minded in verse 8, where it said he is a double-minded man, is dipsokos. It means two-spirited. That is facilitating, or it is literally, in the literal sense, it means double-souled, like having two independent wills. That is a person who fluctuates in their loyalty to Christ. Their commitment to following him changes, sometimes following other gods instead. And in verse 6, the words with no doubting are translated from the Greek word maiden, which describes one divided in mind who wavers between two opinions. It implies half-hearted allegiance, an attempt to combine the service of God with the service of self and the world. We have to be devoted to God. Our service belongs to him and him alone. Amen. He paid a high price for each one of us, and he deserves all the glory and all the thanks. Not one of us should take any of that away from him. We are just the vessels that are used for him. I'm just a mouthpiece. He gives me the words and pastor the words. And Marianne, when she teaches the kids, he gives us the words. We just speak them. We're just the vessel to be used. So trusting God means believing in his reliability, his word, his ability, and his strength and power. He keeps his promises to all those who love him and serve him. He knows what's best for each individual. When we think on how great God is and the things he has done, It moves us to respond to our world around us in hope rather than in fear. God's love for us encourages us, and we need to give that love to others to encourage them in the things of the Lord. When it seems like God is silent, remembering what he has done inspires us to act on our faith and trust and know he's not far from each of us. And in Psalm 77, it's a full chapter that is it encourages us through the hard times by remembering God's help when we remember the past things that he's done for us. And Asaph is the one that chapter is about, where he cried out to God for courage during a time of deep distress, which came from doubt. And verses 7 through 9 says, and I thought about me when I read this, has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again show me favor? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be kind? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? But then, in the midst of that chapter, he changes. And in verses 13 through 20, he expressed his feelings to God, and his focus changed from thinking about himself to worshiping God. It was after his focus had changed and remembering what God had done that his distress left him. So even when God is silent, he still brings a sense of comfort to us, and he shifts our focus from self and back onto him. And we need to remind ourselves to remember things that God's done when we're feeling discouraged. Yeah. Yeah. And remember to praise him for it. Yeah. Even if you thanked him a long time ago, thank him now. You know, thank him for what he's doing. Even if you don't see it happening yet, thank him, because that promise is coming. Amen. So let's just bow our head. Father, we just thank you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that is due your name. Father, you are such a great and holy and good God. We just thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory, Lord. We know we are just the vessels to be used for your glory, that you fill us, Lord, and you pour us out. And Father, we thank you. And we remember those things, Father God. This week, Lord, the rest of this week, I ask that you would remind each person here of something that you had done for them special. Special, Lord God. Remind them of that, Lord, that they might give you praise and thanks that you deserve again, Lord, for that thing. Father, I just worship you. I worship you, and I give you glory. Let's pray in the Spirit. Ila